is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical. It's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it on this Wednesday. Glad to have you here. Glad to have you here as we go through the big stories of the day, 18th of April, 2018. Barbara Bush passed away yesterday afternoon at the age of 92. Only the second woman in American history to be the wife and the mother of an American president. Abigail Adams, if you're looking to score, is the only other woman that has that distinction. Barbara Bush, obviously we've had some callers here in the last hour. A couple different sides to her story. Some think she's terrific. Some think she had some political, you know, dealings that maybe made her less popular with them. But she is an American political figure that was iconic for decades. So there you go. Barbara Bush, dead at 92. George H.W. Bush, I'm going to tell you, as these things go, he won't be with us much longer, I don't believe. Now, I could be proven wrong, but he's been in poor health. She was in failing health here. And I told you over the last couple of days it wouldn't take very long, and it didn't. And hopefully it was... Hopefully she went peacefully. That's all I would say. A very big deal announced yesterday, and I think I can't overstate how big this is when I look at this. Mike Pompeo over Easter snuck off on a top secret meeting with Kim Jong-un. Mike Pompeo, the incoming Secretary of State, met with Kim Jong-un. That was first reported by the Washington Post last night. Another source saying that Pompeo took only intelligence officials with him on the trip. No White House or State Department officials went. The White House still declining to comment on that. But Donald Trump yesterday, appearing with Shinzo Abe, the Prime Minister of Japan, mentioned that North Korea and South Korea will be meeting soon, and that's coming up at the end of the month, by the way, to end the war. See, the war in Korea never actually ended officially. There is no peace treaty. There is no anything. They have the DMZ, the Demilitarized Zone, that's been there since 1953. You know, for 65 years, they've stared back and forth across the DMZ at each other. The life expectancy of a U.S. military service person in that area, if a war started, is less than 30 seconds. The life expectancy of a U.S. soldier in the DMZ, if a war were to start, is less than 30 seconds. Hopefully, we're finally at a point in our history or Kim Jong-un can say, you know what, maybe it's time to do something different. I don't know. Maybe it's a ruse. But apparently Mike Pompeo went and met with the Korean dictator in the Hermit Kingdom over Easter. And now North and South Korea are getting together here in the next few days to discuss ending the war. And President Trump said they have his blessing to do so. Also noting that the U.S. is engaging at very high levels. He admitted that before it came out that Mike Pompeo has been there. And I cannot overstate for you how big of a deal that would be. Think about this. My entire life, maybe yours, I have been aware of the DMZ, of the Korean conflict, of the hostilities back and forth, because it's just been a fact of political life that there is a division on the Korean Peninsula. To the north are the communists, to the south are the capitalists, and in the middle, no man's land where anybody that dare cross likely be killed. And the U.S. military has had tens of thousands of troops and military equipment and all of that there my entire life. And of course, in recent years, the concern has turned to the North getting nuclear weapons. I mean, who can really forget the 38 minutes in Hawaii here recently when they thought there was an incoming ballistic missile, a nuclear missile incoming from North Korea. For 38 minutes, people in Hawaii just a few weeks ago thought they were going to die. We had people on this program that were there that talked about it and how awful it was. People calling their kids frantically on cell phones and saying goodbye to their wives. Others calling down manhole covers to hide from the incoming nuclear attack. We can't live that way. And then the possibility that Donald Trump would make a preemptive strike on the Korean Peninsula was put out there. And nobody wants to go to war with Korea because we know that if a war started, millions would die on the Korean Peninsula. Millions would die in South Korea, one of our close allies. That's a no-win situation as well. It might have been necessary, but it's a no-win situation. So today we can only pray that there is going to be peace on the peninsula. We can only pray that Donald Trump and Mike Pompeo can put forth a deal that takes the nuclear weapons out of the conversation. Donald Trump saying that he expects to meet with the dictator sometime in early June. We had thought May, but early June doesn't matter as long as it's happening this year. It's an enormous accomplishment. The Trump administration had ratcheted up sanctions on North Korea to the point that it was just blistering, crippling. Got China to sign on for the first time with sanctions. Now, they've cheated a little bit, we know. But they signed on to the sanctions, and that has had an impact as well. No other president before Trump was able to get the Chinese to sign on to say, listen, we need to ratchet up the pressure here. Donald Trump was able to do that with President Xi of China. And ultimately, wouldn't it be terrific if the Korean Peninsula were unified? If the barbed wire came down and the guns were rolled back and the DMZ was dismantled, wouldn't that be a terrific place to be? And wouldn't it be terrific, though the left will never give credit to Donald Trump, they'll try to say, well, you know, others worked in that direction. It was other presidents that got us here. And the answer is no, they didn't. That's a bunch of hogwash. If this happens, this is Donald Trump's accomplishment. This will be Donald Trump's trophy forever if he brings peace to the Korean Peninsula. And what an accomplishment that would be. And one that could not be ignored come the election of 2018. And I've said that for weeks and weeks. If Donald Trump is able to put this together, it would require the world to give him the Nobel Peace Prize. They won't, but they should. Barack Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize merely for getting elected. And then dropped 23,000 bombs on foreign countries in his last year as president. You think about that irony. Think about that irony. Donald Trump also getting us out of Syria, but not afraid to make a statement when it comes to working with the French and the British. His foreign policy overall seems to be working quite well. He stamped out ISIS, making a deal with the Koreans to bring a unified Korea forward, potentially, with no nuclear weapons left on the peninsula. These are big accomplishments. And I don't care who you are. If you're an honest person, you can say that is a huge accomplishment. And I tip my hat. No matter how much I despise you, Mr. Trump, some people might be able to say, I respect you for getting that done. They won't, but they should. They should say, you know what? I respect that. He got it done. Bluster. New York bluster got it done. We'll see, but we're going in the right direction. At least we are today. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.